Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
God damn, somebody call the phone. Or y'all hold on 1 minute. All right, let me get my boy back, y'all. People start calling right at the wrong time. I thank y'all for joining me. Right now, I'm not situated at all. You know, I just got back. They got to get me situated in here, but I don't know if somebody want to raise their hand, and because they'll be in here in a second, I guess they'll get me situated. Same, but I want to thank y'all for joining me for another Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. I hope it'll be a little better than it was last week. And not so interrupted. But you got anybody, any of my people there that can help me out till I get situated? I can work the board. I see 3648 got their hands up. Let me see that. Well, that must have been somebody just accidentally raised their hand because they're not responding when I come in. We got out there that can come on in. Is the show fine? Everybody hear me out there?
Good evening, Mr.
Who we
Eddie.
Got?
What's happening, baby? Thank you for answering my
prayer, man.
What's going
on?
Man. I said, man, tell Eddie. Man, I thought you weren't coming on tonight. Well, I've been waiting on you all day.
I wasn't.
Stop playing, Eddie.
I wasn't going to come on.
You wasn't going to come on until you heard my... Man, I'm so glad you're on, man. That's what Thursday and Friday in Chicagoland is all about. Cam and Eddie.
Yeah,
Clocks Off. Cam, Eddie, and Clocks Off. Man, don't act like you ain't going to come on, man. I'm telling you, I can't stand it. How you feel?
Shake, I can't stand it either.
Okay, then. We both talking the same thing.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, where you at? Okay, then. What's the topic tonight, Ed?
Well, one of the things I want to talk about tonight is who the real racist of Chicago is. A lot of people say a lot of things, and it don't add up because we got some veterans from back in the days and CLS around that did more than anybody. So I would like to see how we're going to discuss who are the real daddies of Chicago. All right.
Ooh. Okay. That's a good subject. I like to see how you gonna get the people to chime in and participate, because people know who that is. Those that got that record, they know who the real people are. Cause I don't know, Eddie. It's like.
What up, y'all?
Man, it's like
I just heard Shaky. I just heard Shaky, and I just heard what Big Eddie said. And the only comment I got on that is the real racist of Chicago is some old school motherfuckers that can fake anything and don't want to fight and beat each other ass. Remember the real racist.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
Hey, Shaky. Do you know one time you came over there in my restaurant on 13th Street and talked all that shit?
I was talking so much shit to you, bro. I was like, I can't wait. I'm
going to
fuck you up, though,
baby. But did it ever, did that ever lead to you want to fight me or me want to fight you?
Come on, man. It was fight. We were trying to race.
We wanted
man.
To
what
fight with them cars.
Fight.
We were trying to let
right.
them cars fight. Remember the real race.
Fuck a fight.
That's what the real
man.
Race thank you.
Come
That's
on,
what
man.
The real
Look,
race is about, man.
No, later. I can't even remember when I seen some niggas out there fighting. I mean, we all talk stuff. I mean, but that's what it's all about. But lo and behold, every negotiation ended up in a race. That's what the bottom line was. Let's race,
that's
man.
You came over there. You came over there at my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't talk about the business. You didn't talk about the wife. You talk about
well,
my ass in every fashion, every curse word known to man. But it was strictly on trying to race.
Man, come on, man.
That's what the shit is all about.
And so, look. Now, I did it because I really wanted you to race. When your wife was acting, man, if I go crazy to this nigga, this nigga going to race me.
Right.
Man, that shit wasn't
there you
so
go.
Good, man. It wasn't it's so
thanks.
Good, though, lady.
Hold on.
Yeah, it wasn't so good, man.
But
it ended up being something that I learned from, because
it was learned from. It's just what you learned from the bullshit of the racist and not the bullshit in the racist world. Now follow me. You did that same thing with 2SL. That motherfucker, you went to his home, get the grab photos and throw at you, and you left him alone.
Yeah, because he didn't like that shit like that.
He didn't want to race, though. He didn't want to race.
Yeah.
You went and talked all that shit, and that man went crazy and wanted to
pick
up motors and throw motors, and you left that shit.
No.
That's
that motherfucker picked up a battery and threw that motherfucker across the motherfucking alley. And that nigga said, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, oh, shit, this nigga for real. So it took me about a week or two, but I called him up. I said, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I was used to talking so much stuff, bro. The bottom line was I just wanted you to race me. Yeah, I apologize because I didn't understand.
Yeah, but hold it.
I couldn't play
but
that same stuff
though?
For him.
What? He never got a race, though.
We didn't have a
race. Right.
We didn't have a race.
That's going back to what Eddie was talking about, the real racist man. The racist man, to me, if you talk shit, you try to unravel a motherfucker, it's to get the race off. It's trying to get under you to say, man, I'm going to beat your ass, beat your mouth, and take your money. That's what, to me, that's what real racism is about, man.
Look. I apologize to him and me and him good friends today, bro. I promise you.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah,
but
so,
he's not a racer, though. He's not a racer, though. He got a race cars, or he got cars. But he's not a real racer at what we do.
Grudge and all that old.
Right, right. All the money.
Down and,
see, that's what Eddie's talking about. To me, that's what Eddie's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The real racers on the race. A lot of people have race cars. They done built this shit to try to race. But in order to play this game, man, you got to have real thick skin. Cause you
ooh,
wanna take
you're talking
losses.
Good.
You're going to take losses, man. And if you can't take the losses, you got to take a double hit. You got to take the losses.
Yeah, sir.
The losses of money. The losses of losing money, a losses of shit talking, and the loss that you might hurt your shit and you got to try to spend some more money. So it's a deep game. And it's a crazy game we play, but it's just like motherfuckers were trying to figure out, man, how do a crackhead spend all their money on dope? We even have to understand it because we don't do it. But these,
man,
these
it's like
people,
we do these cars.
People
we
do
own dope just
man,
like the people.
Thank you. Man, why do you spend all your money on these damn cars? The fucking race. Hey, man. This shit all the same shit, man. Except for we got a little more control. Some of us do.
Yeah.
I know some motherfuckers that will spend their last dime on these motherfucking cars, man. This shit ain't no part now. Because now, Shaky,
it did nowadays.
You got to remember. But see, you got to remember. Once we was doing it, once we first came in, Shaky, the magic number was to run 10s. If you could run into 10, you was flying.
Yeah.
You was the shit.
You're a bad man.
It was 10.99. Yeah, if you ran 10.99, you was the shit. Nowadays, man, you trying to run in the 8s and 7s, man, and shit. And
yeah,
what it costs to do that, a lot more than what it costs to run in the motherfucking 10 or low 11, man. And that's what we got to have thick skin, you know. That's what we bet the money. And that's the reason why I'm trying to bet a decent price. Because you got to look at it right now to go to the track, man. It costs $500 just to go to the motherfucking track. You spend $100 on your fucking fuel for your vehicle to tow with. You buy your 5 gallon drum on race gas. That's damn near $125, $130. You fill your bottle up. That's damn near $130.
Wow.
You buy you some plugs. That's $40. Now you got to go to pay to get in, and if you take your girl or your kids, you got to pay their way, and then you got to buy the food. Man, that's $500 to just go. So, you know, it ain't like what we was doing. It didn't cost shit to go once we was doing it because we was doing it on the street.
Yeah, right there.
Right.
Anyway,
so it's
you
a
can
whole
find
different game. Mom. So, you know, that's what I must say. The real races of Chicago, man. Or real races of any place. It ain't got to be Chicago. It's people that's going to get down and do it, man. Motherfuckers that ain't scared turn their brake loose, man. Then if you get your ass whooped, I got to I got to listen to Shake. He said, motherfucker, get some more, motherfucker. I'm going to beat your ass again. You got to listen to all that. and you know, but that's the fun of it. They're only the strong survive.
Yeah. Hey.
That's how I look at this shit, man.
Yeah, well, hey, 25, 30 years later, you still get down. And you up there now. Oh, wait.
Well, you know, it's just the thing about it, Shaky. The storm survived and only being able to sustain it was the habit that we have in life, right? I mean, like you know what I'm saying? This shit, we older, but this shit costs a lot more, man, because you got your household to take care of. You got, hey, if you ain't got no other kind of habits, you can kind of handle this bill. Like, you ain't drinking, you ain't going out gambling. See, me and you used to gamble and shit, shoot dice and shit. Once you cut loose them habits, you ain't going drinking, you ain't clubbing, and shit like that. You could try to fuck with these guys, but trying to do all that other shit costs a lot of cash, man. You got to make a lot of money.
Yes, sir. 708-3648. If you trying to raise your hand, you have to hit the one button twice because you like settle for the cue, but every time I come to you, you ain't there. So you hit the one button twice if you want to be in queue. Yeah. Not just hit it once, take your hand down.
What'd you say, Eddie? That's how I went back then, ain't it? That's how I went back then.
Yep.
You talk a lot of shit and race and then still laugh and do this shit still today, man. That's what it's all about.
A people challenge. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Hey, man. I hear that. Hey, Big Eddie, because, you know, I'm not a Facebook jockey. I ain't on all that shit, really. And I hear that they're trying to do 41 up, huh? They're trying to bring 41 up to life, huh? I thought it was all right then. Yeah, I thought it was all right then, but I guess it's going to be something all the way new now.
Yeah, they're doing it, Terry. We thought it was all right.
Hey, y'all want me to tell y'all something? Do y'all realize y'all asking old people to do something where y'all cars not go work and the people that got a drag radio, they should go work and y'all's go, we go change places? Do y'all understand that?
Well, you know what, Ryan?
Only time it won't work if they do a full drag radio prep. And the prep, like it's going to be, the only thing, ain't going to be no bunch of bumps and stuff in it like they said it was. But it's how you prep the track and how you working. Now, if you want a drag radio prep,
What's a half prep track, Eddie?
Most of the time they don't do them preps until the event anyway. So unless on the, like they
then
say
the
on test and tune days.
Then the track
they say on
test
and tune
work.
Days. The man said on test and tune days, if you ask him to put more glue down, he gonna do it. All you gotta do is ask him.
But that's not how drag radio track is prep. You can't the track could never work. You can't go in there, you can't have 7 days, and then you only prep the track 1 day out of those seven and think it's going to work. It'll never work. That track will be hit or miss. I'm telling you, we ain't got to see.
They said
like
that's a bad man. They
said
that's a bad
look,
man with prepping that track.
I don't give a fuck.
How many tracks have I been down?
Well, how many tracks have I prepped?
How many have you prepped?
I done been down a whole lot.
I said, how many you done prep?
I don't prep track. But how many times have you been on a drag radio?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't been on no drag radio ever in my life.
I'm
from the Midwest.
You don't know what it takes to go down a track on a drag radio.
the home of the quarter mile and the slick. That's where I'm from. Now they're going to try to make it work for us, so they're going to try.
They're going to try. If you get the man on the damn telephone like you did, you can have a private conversation with him. I don't care how many times or how much glue he goes run up down that damn track. If he don't have cars going up that track periodically two or three times out of the week, the track ain't never going to work.
Well, let me ask you this.
You can't go out there one day and get
What is it to prep one side for drag radio and one side for slick? Like they said, 30 or the track in Michigan. What does they do that?
What you mean? One side for drag radio, one side for slick. What you mean?
Yeah, they prep one side for the drag radio tires and the other side for the slick tires.
I mean, they do that on Test and Tune. Yeah. But what you going to do when you got a race?
It all depends on how the track prep.
Yeah, when you got a race, you got to run cars on a side where it wasn't prep for a drag radio, so it can catch up with the other side.
Well, I just gotta wait and see. You know, we ain't putting down the power that y'all putting down, Ryan. So you know,
it wouldn't even make no difference on what power. What power you putting down? If you got on a slick, you going up a drag radio track. It's only two things that's gonna happen. Shit, the car either gonna go up in the air, or it's gonna shake the tire. Both of them gonna have an end result in going nowhere.
Well, I know that my car got slits on it, but I got drag radios. They had the best of both worlds for my car. So I guess if they make it all drag radio, going to 41 had to put on them. Just how you
oh,
looking
yeah, but
at
you
right
still
now?
Got it. But you still, I mean, you still will have to. I mean, it don't take much to. It don't take much to go from a drag radio to a slick or a vice versa.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, they said they're doing that track up.
Oh, it's already.
I don't think that they will really kill that track on drag radios because they got a lot of people in events that still got slits on their cars. I'm talking about once they be doing a day event. There's a lot of white people that still riding with slits. A lot of people still got slits. A lot of people
yeah, I mean,
what, brand with the brand radio.
I mean,
a lot
but
of
what
people
is going? But you need those cars. You need those cars to go up those tracks to put the rubber down. Like you need those events. You talking about the bracket raker? You need them to help the drag radio.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just speaking out of thought. They still got a lot of people that go to that track with slicks on. And
yeah, but you need a lot of action at the track in order for it to pretty much stay in good condition. You need a lot of cars going up the track to lay some rubber down.
Well, maybe a lot of people might see they're spending the money in the track, and a lot of cars might start coming.
Huh? Them few radio prep that we had, Danye, the ones that we gave with the radio prep, Barn, let them do his radio prep last year, the guy at the track. And that track was hooking like any other track. The thing they was complaining about at first was the bumps in the track. You know, and most of them you couldn't feel. You had to just see it on your chart, on your computer. So if these people spend that much money to at least give us a chance and make it better for us, we got to appreciate that, even just the effort.
I guess you're right. We got to
appreciate that. Oh, that shit ain't cheap, man.
How much it costs?
It ain't cheap.
But how much did it cost?
Ask him, call, give him a call. Ain't that man's pocket. I couldn't pay the bill.
You said we got to be appreciative for what?
For them trying to give us a good track, man. I mean, you ain't got to be, but I feel like we acting something, they trying to do it.
When you go out there to 131, do you tell them thank you for having a good track?
They have a good track.
But do you tell them thank you?
They knew
when you leave.
They knew the meaning of what a good track gonna bring.
No, see, 41 was never like I said. You remember when they put down that concrete? They ain't out there pouring concrete. They just grinded it. They got new concrete. They put the money. The
right.
money was put into the track already. So it wasn't that the surface was actually bad. It was just uneven. When you go from the transition spots was bad. They was uneven.
So what, did the concrete have to settle then? Did it have to settle?
No, it just the concrete was uneven. Like, you know how you have lines in a sidewalk?
Right.
Those lines in there are so the concrete won't crack. You got expansion joints. So if it cracks, it won't run to the next block of concrete. So you do that with concrete so it won't have a lot of cracks in it. But in the meanwhile, like, you don't pour, you got to have a paving machine. Like, you can't get a finisher and come out there and think it's going to be laser straight. So that's what that machine is. That machine grinds it down to the thousands, and it gets to even. So when it goes from one part of the concrete to the next, it's an even transition.
Without the lines in it.
No, it got the lines in it, but I'm just saying, like, but they even. They even with each other. But 41, they had already put the money. Like, granted, that ain't the money. That don't cost. It's not that expensive. The most expensive part was putting the concrete out there. Concrete is expensive. They spent the money already. They just didn't have a person to know. This is the end result.
The finishing, you talking about the finished product?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What Big Drag at? Big Drag been knowing this man a long time, and he gave us some knowledge on what the man knowing how good he is on setting tracks up, and he done did a lot of big races and prepped the track, you know, and they say the man is real good now. All we got to do is wait and see.
I mean, there ain't no doubt that he's good or bad, whatever the case may be. I mean, he has the place to do it at now. You know, like, it was already, 41 was already, it had potential. But if you don't have somebody to go ahead and finish it, then the result go be garbage. But who going to be the test dummy?
Mm-hmm. Me?
But let me ask you something, Ryan. Did they have some fast cars that went down there last year, Ryan, with drag radios? Didn't
the
fast cars go? No? Oh,
no.
Okay. I didn't know. Oh, okay.
What fast cars do they have going down to?
I don't know.
They ain't have none.
That's the question.
No, they don't. They ain't have none going down through there. That's going to be the determining factor. You got to breeze the fast car down through here. And we'll never know because nobody go unless they get one of those no class races to come there.
Did they have some of them there last year? No.
Every year.
Like if you can have some big nitrous cars to go down through there. And they 60 foot, 930s, 940s, 950s, 960s, 970s. Then, yeah, you're going to have a big crowd.
Well, y'all digging close. They're slowly but surely. Y'all got almost a month out.
Who?
The bit race for Bobby Coles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Almost a month out.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be down through there.
Yeah, we just hope the track be what he says it's going to be.
Oh.
So we can start bringing money up here up north. And have, events and people on my
If he got an open ear, mm-hmm. like y'all say, it's going to be where it needs to be. Yeah, well, then it's going to be.
He got
an
open ear, Ryan.
Yeah, well, then it's going to be exactly what, if somebody could give him their opinion and he take their opinion in his consideration, then, yeah, it's going to be. I mean, it got brand new concrete. It has to be a good, it has to be a good surface. You know, the concrete ain't no more than about 4 or 5 years old.
Yep,
probably a little bit older than that, but yeah, but I mean, so it got the good stuff out there, and it's not like the 60-footage, the 60-foot area is concrete. The launching pad is concrete. The rest of the asphalt got a lot of concrete out there.
Yeah, I know they did. It's over concrete from the sideline to the finish line.
Yeah, you know how much something like that costs? About three, just, well, I can tell you how much it costs. If it's 1320,
mm-hmm.
and how wide is every, and if eight, it'd be 16 feet and width. They probably spent about $253,000 on putting that concrete in. So they spent the money already.
Yep.
So I may throw a race up here today if the track works.
That's right. Come on home, bro. Where everybody at? Y'all come on over here. Yeah, I've been ready.
Uh-huh. You said what?
No, I'm glad I was talking to the nurse.
Terry, who you got locked in this year?
Terry Oak. You feel that, Terry Oak? Damn. I don't hear nobody, right?
Yeah.
So where y'all go? got quiet, Brian.
Yeah.
We run the first call for show, Brian.
Our son came on it early. I should have just stayed on mute.
Right now, y'all, I'm going to leave the mics open that's open. So if y'all want y'all mic open, let me know now. They're going to get me situated. And I can open the mic.
You might well open all of them up.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Come on, bro, kid. Yeah.
Which one of those services is the best down that way? Steele, South Georgia, Middle Georgia, Orangeburg. Which one of them services is the best?
I've never been to Orangeburg, but...
You never been to Orangeburg, Darlington?
No, but I'll say this. South Georgia is a nice service, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, with me, I think because I've been to Steele so many times,
mm-hmm.
that I favor that track.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I can't hold it.
Yeah,
I like Steele. I like Steele. It's a nice surface. Middle Georgia. That was a nice surface. That's a nice surface. Last time I was there.
Mm-hmm. Now y'all got the other list. No.
Huntsville. I raced there once.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible you can knock the tires off at any of those tracks?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knocked the tires off the seat.
Mm-hmm.
I did, too.
So, in other words, it's all in the prepping.
It's all in your car. It's all in your car. Yeah, but everybody got that chance to knock it a tire off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see. I wonder why none of these facilities are like worth even. Like, they don't set none up where you can spend a night at them. Because all of them is like, the bathrooms are horrible.
You got to go in these damn bathrooms.
Got to drive down the street.
Yeah.
Near a truck stop or something.
Yeah, you better hope you're around a Love's or a Wawa.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they get overloaded, even when they not, you know, I ain't saying no names, but man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're right, Ryan.
Steel bathroom is rough.
Yeah, I can imagine so. But the best track that I really ever went to and had decent washrooms and shit, and that was the Grove. An old white guy used to stay up in there cleaning it up.
Bro, 131
ain't bad. No, 131 ain't bad either. You're right.
No, 131 not bad.
If you had a racetrack that had a facility like a truck stop, then I think you probably would get a lot more participation at that spot because it'd be more, you know, user friendly.
Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Norwalk.
Yeah, Norwalk. Norwalk is good. 66 is good. Yeah.
You can shower in Norwalk.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh yeah. I spent the night there. Stayed at the track.
Yeah, well, it's all in the maintenance.
I ain't heard nothing about cut races yet. He ain't throwing no race.
I don't know. Now, you talk about a place that ain't got no washrooms. Man, goddamn Dragway 42.
They ain't got no roster to do that.
Nope. I heard there was an issue with the water in the sewer. Two counties are bumping heads right there with the tracks on. How true is that? I don't know, but that's what I heard. That's the reason they don't have no washing, no water.
Yeah.
It's a nice track, but need some running water. Yeah, well, it won't be long now. 4 weeks. Heard them goddamn rooms. The rooms are goddamn, they are getting very, very shallow.
Yeah.
They get high, too.
Yeah, yep. Well, anytime there's a event around and the motels and shit find out about it, they're going to raise the price.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm gonna bring some pop-up tents and some bottles of water just in case you can't find a room.
Send a room, but at least that works. We always get wrong. Should I get fucking 4 rooms right now?
Mm-hmm.
Cal, where your room at? Where you staying at?
Fairfield.
Your room's ought to be about 120 at the Cal.
I know more. They were.
Oh, they done went up?
Yeah.
Goddamn price gouging.
They were.
Slo coming out with a car this year, or anybody know? You still racing?
Mm-hmm. Slo?
Yeah.
I don't know that guy like that.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm back, y'all. I ain't getting my bed remote. Where's my bed remote at?
They got you chained to the bed, Eddie? Like a convict?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't see the bed remote.
The nurse probably took it to change the batteries.
Is it getting in the wrong spot? Still. Looks like they didn't put the damn remote up under the bed. Let me hit the button. See if I can get some assistance in here.
I'm looking at this old conversion van online. They turned it into a dually.
They turned it into a dually.
I'm about to send it to you. Hold on.
All right, where everybody at now? I see all these hands up here going. 708-5609. Who we got? 708-5609. Your mic is open. Oh, okay. We good. I got you.
Hello, Eddie. What's going on, Eddie? What up, Ryan? What
up,
kid?
Man?
What up?
What's going on, Leroy?
Man, you got it, man. Hanging in there.
Hey, Eddie, check your
inbox
on Facebook.
What's going on, kid?
Yeah, nothing much, Leroy.
Man. Kids, you get money like horse shit, man.
Yeah. every now
that's
and then.
Late.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I heard that.
Yeah, that's
you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Ryan, how you been, man?
Man, just
rolling
just
with
making
the punches, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Ramadan, so I don't really do too much on Ramadan because you use your energy. People don't know how much energy you use when you talk. Takes a lot of
yeah.
talk.
I heard that. So you hungry than the hostage at the same time, or you good?
No, you know what? Like the first week, normally be rough, but like now, Ramadan is getting shorter. Like the days get shorter. I'm not gonna say the days get shorter, but the sun don't stay up as long. Like, if you go through Ramadan during the summer months, that's rough because the sun be out from 5 in the morning until almost 8 at night.
Okay.
But so, like, now, every year it go back like days. Like, every week, every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it don't be as bad. Yeah.
So when do it end?
April 9th.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, April 9th.
So you have your strength back up for April 25th?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah,
what's up with you, man? You good?
Yeah, man, I'm like a one-legged man in a kicking contest.
Oh, man.
I'm just kicking.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what you said.
I'm just kicking, goddamn, you know. Yeah. Yeah,
so
man.
You're just kicking, but not high.
And you thought about it after you said it, huh?
Yeah, I did, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we get ready. How y'all looking on y'all in here?
We good.
We good.
Optimistic,
yeah.
Optimistic, all that. We good. You know, we might go over there on Doty.
We might go over there on Doty Road.
Mute your phone, Jack. For hell. Yeah.
You might go over on Doty Road and do what, Leroy?
And shake down, you know.
Shake down?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
You know, last time I was over there shaking down, them motherfuckers, them goddamn boppers, they goddamn it cut me off from the front and the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I begged them. I said, please don't drive my damn car all the way down at 103rd.
Oh, man.
They did it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what they used to do back in the day.
Yeah, the poor big chief.
Stay off your shit.
They wrote that. Yeah, he was scared to step on that gas, but he damn sure drove it all the way down there.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Ryan, that's what I'm thinking about, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't do no shaking down on 130 if I think it got a few bumps in it.
I heard that. Yes, but yeah, Ryan, we good though. How about you? How you looking over there?
Everything good.
That's good.
Everything good.
That's good. Yeah, man. How are you, man? Yes, yeah. Oh, hold on, y'all. Yeah. All right.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I'm kid. Yeah, what's going down?
When you talk to your girl, Tiffany, man.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Last day I was at Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you need to holler at her, man, because they're getting ready to put them braces on her ass.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She thinks she's slicker than owl shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
How y'all doing tonight? What's happening on here?
What up, Vic?
What's going on?
Are you the man?
No, I'm the man trying to get next to the man, standing next to the man to the other man.
Oh, man, you got a whole lot of traveling to do.
Yes, sir. The weather just don't want to get right, do it? Not up here.
Yeah,
no,
man.
Sir.
Shit crazy.
Well, Vic, you know where you live at, goddamn it, so ain't no sense of complaining.
Yeah, I guess you got a point. Well, I'm glad I'm not up there.
I left there earlier
today. Shit,
you're about 160 miles to the south, so it might be a little bit better.
Yeah, it was 30 degrees up there. I just made it back to Indianapolis, towards Indianapolis. Shit, it's 50 degrees here.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no damn snow. It ain't wet. It ain't shit over here. It's dry.
Man, it snowed three times a day in Chicago. Got them in the melt.
I
said,
know.
What kind of shit is this?
Yeah. I was out there earlier. I say, this shit crazy as hell.
Last week, goddamn it, was down to 70 degrees for a couple of days.
Ain't it?
Fuck around getting pneumonia in the ass.
You ain't lying. I'll be all right as long as I don't get it in my trans brake finger. My trans brake thumb.
Oh, man.
Good.
I heard that.
I'm ready to turn some buttons loose, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hey, kids. You see what happened to Kentucky yesterday?
Oh, in the NCAA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got fucked up. You know, they have a tendency to get fucked up.
Yeah, they've been getting fucked up the last couple of years lately now.
Yeah.
Going out the first round the last couple of years. Number one seed,
yep,
getting their ass put out.
Mm-hmm. And they're gonna have some of that NCAA tournament down there in Indianapolis this year?
I'm not sure. I don't follow it like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just been watching little bits and pieces of it here and there, catching it.
Yeah. That's all I've been doing all day, watching this shit. But tell you the truth, I like the women better than I do the men.
Yeah, them girls be playing hard.
Yes, indeed.
Girls play hard. They got something to prove.
Mm-hmm. They was talking about Bronny James talking about coming to the pros. But shit, he ain't good as a girl, goddamn it, on the USC team out there.
No,
she played better than he do.
Right, yeah. That's why LeBron mad, because they told him he ain't going.
Yep.
So, man, nobody finna pick him right now. He ain't ready.
He don't even start for the team. He coming off the bench.
Right, he ain't ready.
Mm-mm.
Just because he LeBron Jr. don't mean he no motherfucking, he LeBron.
Yeah, well, that's the daddy was pushing goddamn too fast.
Because his daddy wanted to play with him.
Yeah.
That's what that was. That's what that was all about.
Yep.
They say the other son better than him.
Yeah, that's
one.
What I heard.
Well,
like I said, you ain't starting on the team. How in the fuck you going to be good enough to go in the pros?
For the NBA.
Man, please.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Like I said, Juju Watkins play better goddamn ball than he do. Is she a girl?
Yeah.
That's a bad thing to say.
Say what?
Hey, it ain't bad when it's the truth.
I'm like skin. Just keeping it real.
If it's true, Big Eddie, there ain't nothing wrong with it. It's the truth.
Mm-mm.
Hey, I had some people call me and say they wanted me to get a show, and I ain't seen now one of them to raise a hand yet.
Oh, man.
Where y'all at?
Getting it. Getting it.
Getting it.
And hiding.
They need to hit that one button. Come on with it.
They in hiding. They don't want to be seen or heard. Ain't them gangsters on the phone right now. They said, no, we ain't going to say that. We're going to stay quiet. Stay in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to talk about, man. The old real gangsters of drag racing, man.
Gangsters is back. It's almost time. It's almost time.
I
can't wait. I'm ready to turn some try and break buttons loose, Eddie.
Yeah, I know you ready, Vic.
I'm ready.
I know you ready.
Yeah, well, you got less than 5 weeks now, Vic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. Should be here before you know it.
after Easter Sunday, shit, April will be rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I think that's kind of weird. fast. Easter ain't even in April this year.
Yeah, it is, because Good Friday is next Friday.
I thought it was. Easter was.
Hold on.
I think it's still in March.
Yeah, because April 1st is Monday.
Right. So it ain't going to be right. So it ain't going to be. It's going to be in March.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes it happens like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's every leap year or something like that. It happens like that.
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Vic. Y'all got that bird ready, man?
Yeah, she over there in the nest. She just taking it, getting some rest right now. She all right. She chilling.
All right, man. She better be going through spring training, man. She got to get ready.
Oh, she'll be ready.
Doing them push-ups.
Trust and believe that. She'll be ready. She be ready. She be ready, Big Eddie. She be ready to wreck some happy homes. That's our mission. That's what the mistresses do. You know that, right?
Mistresses, man.
That's what they do. They known for wrecking happy homes.
Oh, no, man. That ain't nice, man.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. That's what they do. They break up happy homes and families and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Come between things.
Brother, man.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. Where y'all at? Come on, hit the one button. Come on in here. Talk about
anybody interested in buying a private jet? Trump got one for sale.
Who?
He tried to get his campaign money up.
Yeah, Trump got a private jet for sale. Anybody interested?
Oh, man.
I don't know how much he wanted for it.
I don't know, but they say his campaign money is way underfunded right now. He's nowhere near where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I heard.
Lawyer fees.
Yeah.
And he got a building in downtown Chicago that's going up for sale.
That's going up for sale.
Is it really?
Yeah. They're going to put a for sale sign on it. Oh, man, that goddamn Trump is a trip.
All right. He'll be filing bankruptcy again.
How in the fuck can you run a country and you can't even manage your own money?
Been paying them lawyer fees, kid.
Yeah.
No, he don't got them neighborhood lawyer fees.
He's trying to get back in office, goddamn. Well, he won't have to do no time.
He got them high-profile lawyer fees.
Yes, he can get that immunity if he get back in office.
Yeah. Super Trump. The orange man.
Man, I was looking on Facebook the other day when it showed somebody to put a boot on his airplane. I said, Lord have mercy.
Wow. Damn Trump. Trump. Hey, somebody doing something, because shit, I was up towards, I was in Chicago earlier, and Gary, that goddamn gas up there, 375, 380.
Yeah, that shit easing up, Vic.
Man, I just got back towards home. This shit is 339. I'm like, yeah, welcome back home, goddamn it.
I went over there to Hammond just earlier this morning, goddamn it. Let me run over here and top him off, goddamn it. Shit, I could have stayed in Chicago, goddamn it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wasn't more about 2 cents difference.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I was there earlier. I just made it to it back home and shit. It's 339.
Mm-hmm.
40 cent difference.
Yep. Yeah, that shit easing up a penny or two at a time where you won't notice it.
Yeah. I guess there ain't gonna be no drag racing talk on tonight, huh?
No,
I guess not, man. I had some people before been coming in. We had a little thing to talk about, but they never came in. Got stood up like a motherfucker.
It was false flag.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
False flag, huh?
Hey, because I wouldn't even be getting on show tonight, man.
Motherfucker, wanna be gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna be gangsters.
I had one hand come up, I knew who it was, and they never did unmute their mic. Never said nothing.
Yeah, just ain't the same no more, Eddie.
Sure ain't.
But I know what's wrong. Just trying to
get
warm outside. I know what's wrong. No, it's trying to get warm outside.
We
got to
get out here and whoop the mad.
That too, but all them motherfuckers is all winter that was talking when it was snow on the ground. They
mm-hmm.
know it's getting
oh,
close
yeah.
to where they got to either shut up or put up. They got to put up or shut up, damn it. So now they don't want to come out the bushes now.
Yeah, they know this weather gonna break shortly.
All winter they been talking crazy.
They gotta find a deeper hole, goddamn it, to bury themselves in. Well, Marvin at tonight, Eddie.
He probably wherever he is, he's probably in the mirror talking about I think I can, I think I can.
Oh man.
See if I can pull him out the bushes. I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? 3625, your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Ear?
I don't know, man, but who got that background noise?
Hey, who got the damn music playing?
I don't know who
that
is.
What are you talking about?
Hmm.
You want to listen to your music? Just mute your mic.
Y'all got a lot. What's going on, Kit?
Yeah, nothing much, Larry. How you doing, sir?
Hanging in there, man. How about you, Vic? Everything good?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Man, I'm hanging in there.
That's a good thing. That's
hey, man,
a good
hey,
thing.
Vic.
Yeah.
Vic,
yeah.
since you get an Eddie on here, I got something I want to ask y'all, because I want to see how y'all got it going. I want to know. Could one of y'all explain grudge rules to me?
Oh, Lord.
Grudge rules? Oh, shit.
Yeah, grudge racing rules.
Hey, I don't know, because some of these people interpret things one way and some interpret another way. I guess it's all
grudge rules vary in different states.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then how you stick.
Lord,
yeah. I have
the grudge rules in Illinois might not be the same as they are in Georgia or Mississippi or whatever.
Okay.
Man, who got all of that? Man, this shit is ridiculous, man.
Ain't it
though? Oh, no.
I'm back. What I miss?
Who is that? Better not be no damn Rob. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what are y'all talking about, man?
Lincoln.
What up?
They ain't talking about shit, y'all. They ain't talking about shit.
No. Uncle Larry wants to know about grudge rules. And I told him they vary in different states.
That has been talked about already.
Okay.
I came after that.
Mm-hmm.
You like the president? Make your rules as you go.
40 grand.
Yep. Seems like that's the way they do.
What about what y'all got going on over there, man?
Well, man,
they ain't doing nothing leaking. They just count down the days.
Is that means they gonna start racing, or they gonna go see the race, or they gonna get on Monday morning, carry them on for the land, or what?
They've been doing exactly what they're doing right now, Leon. In the motherfucking bushes. It's getting too close. So when there was snow on the ground, all that shit, everybody was on the shows talking crazy. Now it's
Big
getting
Eddie.
About a month away.
Big Eddie.
Yeah. What up?
Oh,
up?
Shit.
Big Eddie.
What up, Rob?
Uh-oh.
What up, Playboy? How you feeling?
I told you that motherfucker was going to come out the bushes sooner or later. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Sound like flop.
There you go. Hey, Marbo.
What's up,
there?
Big boy? What's that? Man, I'm doing all right. I'm about to tell.
I'm all right, brother. I'm all right.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I like to hear that.
I ain't making no noise.
Oh, shit, me either. Who's that big?
You already know who it is.
They got the right name, Vic. He's Vic.
Personal Vic.
Yeah, he's Vic.
Say what now?
Tell him, dog.
Hey, who got that radio playing?
Mine was called you Vic.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, being from Indiana, you know what I'm saying? You're a personal victim.
A personal victim?
Yeah, you're P-Vic, personal victim.
Vic?
You've been victimized. You've been victimized.
Yeah, he had to pull his ass out, Vic.
Yeah, Thunder Wick.
Man, hey, let me tell you something. That motherfucker ain't doing nothing but talking, running his goddamn mouth. He ain't finna bust a motherfucking grape.
You've been fondled.
You've been fondled with,
I've been fondled. Okay. Well, over here in Indiana, we don't play that shit. We don't fuck around with rapists or molesters. You understand?
Hey, so, hey, rapist is not, it's the difference not being fondled with and being raped.
I just said, wait, hold it. I just said
rapist.
Listen, I said rapist or molester. We don't play with them motherfuckers. We kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you got your time June 15th then, because I'm a damn so fond of you.
Dibbling on you.
Yeah,
don't fuck around. Don't fuck around and get fondled.
Oh, y'all don't do that in Indiana, remember?
Right. So why you doing that, man?
Hey, motherfucker try to fondle me, I'm going to give him the same energy. That's why. How about that?
But well, now this is going to happen. Next month. May, June, May.
Ooh-wee, I'm going to do something dangerous to that man.
To who?
We got a race in May.
Big Sham.
Big Sham race. Big Sham race. I'm killing
you. He want to push it up. Now, he want to push it up. We can...
Stop. There in your lane. Big Sham is good.
I like that, Vic. I like that, Vic. Push that shit up. Don't wait for no goddamn one. Y'all can get a rematch in general.
I already told him. Soon as I get done, and when I get done with Tidy Bowl, if it's all right, then on his ass I go. If he there and I got some money to play, I'm on his ass.
But right now, Leon, he's definitely going to have some money for Big Sham race. So I'm going to sit back and wait on Big Sham race.
You're damn right, because I'm going to be working
you come
overtime,
back home,
motherfucker.
Bro, go back to work, make some more money, and I get it right off of.
You're damn right. You already know the answer. I'm on your ass.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's what you think, man.
I'm going to show you.
He couldn't even show Jeremiah, man. You ain't lying, Jeremiah. Fucked him straight off.
Okay, yeah, he did. Okay, but whoever that is that just said something, get you a lane, motherfucker.
Oh,
damn.
Nah, that's what you do. Who is the masked man?
Don't
talk about what
man.
Jeremiah did.
Hey, man, whoever this masked man is, come on out the bushes, because I'm going to get on your ass, too. Come on. I'm waiting to hear you. Yeah.
Hello. Now, where that masked man go that's saying stuff in the background?
I don't know. I'm waiting on him to come back home, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's a bunch of peons that always get on the fucking phone, always saying shit, and they ain't going to bust a motherfucking balloon. With a big-ass dart.
Hey, Vic, I'm the masked man.
Is it good that you feel good?
See what I mean?
I don't know what they're saying, Vic. Whoever it is, they
ain't talking about shit.
Where the hell Marvin at? Marvin, where you at, Marvin?
Man, I'm right here, playboy.
goddamn Marvin Vick said, goddamn, if he got oil pressure and he look good, goddamn, he going to go and grab you down yonder.
A lot of motherfuckers say a lot of shit till it come down to that time.
Who all said that? You said a lot of them. Put a name on it. Put a name on it. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Big for sure.
Okay, well, who else?
I locked your ass in, so don't say it like that.
Yeah, we locked in, brother. We locked in. Ain't no thing, yeah. We locked in for June 15, baby.
That's right.
But y'all might get it on down in next month. Might happen next month. Big, how many races you got locked in down there?
One, Tidy Bowl.
Mom gonna be down there.
Yeah, I know.
Mom's gonna get it.
Let me tell you this. I will probably be down there, but I won't bring my car.
No.
Listen to me. Vic already said if he can't get past Tidy Bowl, he's going to be running a little show. So I'll just handle Vic June 15th, period.
No, he going to be running short. He's going to have some help down there. He going to be short on
that
shit.
Choke me on, too.
Push the ass out the room, Mama. Push them out the closet. So they in that closet.
Come on, unknown. Bring your ass out.
Man.
Come on, unknown.
Come on, unknown.
Hey, I don't know who the nigga is, but he agreeing with me, and I'm rolling with him.
Well, Mama, don't let people agree with you if they ain't doing what you're trying to do. They just listen.
Well, whoever this nigga is, he sounds like he knows something.
You see what you're trying to do? You're trying to engage. It's a difference in trying to engage and a difference in trying not to engage. That's what this talk show for. Talk shit, laugh and grin, and find out who what band you can pull out the bush and lock his ass in.
And not for the fight. Not the fight.
Eddie, we ain't talking about that. We having a good time, Eddie. Get out of there.
Hell no. Yeah, ain't no fighting going on. No. It ain't that serious.
By the time June get here, hell yeah, it's going to be a bunch of motherfuckers going to get melted.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that. You damn sure ain't lying about that. But I want to know who this... They just listening. Fuck you. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell, you quiet now.
You got Bobby Cole race coming up. You got a lot of lock in races. You got the North Valley and the North and the Illinois versus Indiana and Illinois versus Illinois. God damn.
Hey, I'm back.
Illinois versus Michigan.
I'm back. I missed. Vic locked in yet? I'm back. What I missed.
Who was that talking?
Oh, man.
Damn,
I'm
back. Motherfucker got that mask on.
I'm back. What I missed.
Who's that mask, man?
Well, I'm looking for that personal P, Vic.
Oh, you talking about Vic?
The one Jeremiah kept whooping.
From Indiana, Vic.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Sweet poly purebred.
Yeah, I got that boy.
Who are you, man? Who are you?
Fuck me. I'm looking
I know
for
who that is.
Put a knife on it, Leon.
That sounded like the goddamn Yak.
Oh. Oh, shit. That's Mr. Two
hey,
Weeks.
Yak. Hey, Yak. That's you, Yak? 2 weeks. What do you mean, 2 weeks?
I'm Mr. 2 weeks. Shit. Has it been 2 weeks yet?
Oh, Lord. Hey, Yak. Where you at? Bring your ass on. Well, we done found out. Come on with it.
Oh, shit.
He's still 2 weeks out.
Damn it, boy. Can't be that, then.
I don't know who
Vic,
it is.
Vic, I don't know why they want to pick on you, man. You got to test some ass up. You're going to have plenty of money down there. You're going to have a lot of ammunition down there. Yeah.
Vic Sweet, that's why they picking on Vic. Vic Sweet.
Somebody there is $10,000 ring.
Well, all you got to do is grab a hold of Vic.
Well, I tell you this one. You can't live on. You want to see the ring? And could have been yours. Hey, Marvin, put your ass on mute by the goddamn ring. Hey, man, don't worry about that. Pay attention to that. We got to worry about it, Marvin. We hear your conversation, brother. Don't worry about that. I don't know about that. We hear your conversation, brother. We can't do nothing but listen. Hey, man, get in the zone. Talk about some drag racing, nigga. We can't. You overruling it with the rain, man. Tell him, Eddie, what he doing wrong, Eddie? Him and that rain.
He's trying to get married.
Man. It's going to be hell to tell the captain.
Hey,
Bobby Colbert's coming
up. That nigga ain't holding his mouth right.
What the fuck is that nigga keep talking shit? Expose yourself, nigga. I hear the voice, but I can't catch it. Who the fuck are you?
I can't catch it either, but whoever the fuck it is, they's a punk.
Faggot motherfucker. He's a faggot motherfucker.
Hiding behind a motherfucking voice. Reveal yourself, motherfucker. Since Vic's so motherfucking sweet, prove it.
Hey, Vic. Vic, you can't be sweet because what happened last year, that's the pair. It's 24 now. We all in the same boat right now. Ain't nobody whoop nobody. One person got something going on. That's Lenny. Lenny got more than any of us right now. That's the only body got something going right now.
Lenny got more than
all the rest of us. Lenny won
Lenny
all the races
more than
a couple
what?
Weeks ago.
On the street.
You said what?
Yeah, Lenny won the race a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
Lenny,
what,
three, four wins?
Yeah,
the rest of us, we had, the rest of us, we in the same boat. We ain't whoop nobody.
How about you said Lenny won?
Yeah.
Who he whooped?
I went there. All I know, he won about three or four races.
On the street. After the bowling party.
Oh, you talking about that goddamn Ford truck, man. Hell, shit.
I don't care what it was. Hell,
man,
he took the bowling party and they went to the racing spot.
Tell your ass to sleep. You sleep. You sleepy,
hey. Dog. Hey, can't knock the man. He raced. He ain't did shit yet. So what the fuck you talking about, Mom?
I like that,
hey,
Vic.
Man.
I like
hey,
that.
Man. You keep talking. I'll beat your ass sooner than expected, boy. Keep it up.
Hey, Marvin. You know what?
Hey, Vic.
I'm sick of you
hey,
running
Vic.
Your
fact,
motherfucking
hey,
mouth.
Hey, P. Vic.
Hey, no, hold
like
on.
The unknown
stop.
Said.
Stop
P. Vic.
P.D.'s motherfucking nuts. What the fuck you want to do at Bobby Cole race?
Man, don't let that P. Vic talk to you like that, Marvin. He ain't shit. Man, fuck that nigga. Hey, unknown.
Yeah.
I got you, dog. What you want to do at Bobby Cole race, Vic?
Lock your ass in.
Okay, so you want to transfer the lock-in from Big Sham Race to Bobby Cole?
No, we can keep that one locked in, too, motherfucker. I ain't no
change. He round two.
All right, well, shit. Wait till I get paid. I'll lock you in then, shit.
Still saying that you wrong.
Say again?
Hello? Leon?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hold on one second, Marvin.
don't know what's going on.
Marvin, you got a personal PVIC.
Hello?
I do.
Hello?
I own this PVIC. Oh, what up, Vic?
So you don't own a motherfucking thing.
Oh, no, no.
Leon, no.
I said PVIC. Your name's Vic. I said PVIC.
Who is
PVIC? Leon is on?
Well, obviously you, because you was responding.
Hey, it is what it is. Whoever that unknown motherfucker is, they can get a lane too, goddammit. Since Vic's so motherfucking sweet, whoever that unknown motherfucker is, they probably ain't even got a motherfucking car.
Hey man,
they
I don't know who
they
he
fucking
is. But...
Leah. Hello?
I don't know what Leon was, right?
I don't know. I don't want to hang up and try to call back because it might not let me back in. Is it too late?
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Big Eddie. These niggas ain't talking about nothing, man. What's your topic of the day?
Well, I had started off early talking about the real gangsters at drag racing, the real, you know.
Well, let me tell
how
you
something.
The real gangsters, the real gangsters of drag racing is the motherfuckers that started off street racing that was killing them. Those are the real gangsters of drag racing, man. The CWs, the DDs, the Whites, and a few others. They was the real gangsters of drag racing. Puerto Rican Pete, even though they lost a lot. Puerto Rican Junior. Yeah, them niggas was on the street three, 4 times a week. Junior Griffin. They was the true motherfucking drag racers, man. Yeah, if any motherfucker going to get some awards, it need to be them old motherfuckers. Because they was drag racing back then, dog.
Monkey Wrench.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey Wrench.
Yeah, Monkey Wrench.
Knucklehead.
Yeah. Billy Wade. Cat
Motherfucker,
Man.
I was drag racing back then, and I'm still doing it. And I was drag racing back then, and I was still doing it, motherfucker. Did you hear it, motherfucker? And still doing it and having fun today. Motherfucker.
I was racing then and I'm racing now. Who is this?
The one and only.
Oh, that's Preacher Boy weak ass.
Well,
hold on, let me tell you now. Preacher Boy is a street legend too, because he's been racing forever.
Hey, man, that street legend shit. Street legend shit don't mean nothing about no motherfucking drag racer. Because
you're a class racer, nigga. That's why
I
don't mean shit to you.
I'm a drag racer. Hey, first off, let me tell you something, nigga. I'm a drag racer. When you get done, you ain't did shit.
No, you're a class racer,
motherfucker,
nigga.
You call it what you want, nigga. I done did more drag racing than you ever could do. Motherfucker, how about that?
You're probably right about that now.
No, ain't no
but
problem. It
racing,
is right.
But
I'm talking about you, Big Mouth.
No. I just told you. You over exceed my shit, period. But Preacher Boy?
Yeah.
No, Preacher Boy, goddamn it, got some shit up under his belt now.
He ain't the only one. He's the only one.
So that's what I'm saying.
First off, I'm not knocking Preacher Boy for nothing. You just hurry up and get ready to get your ass whooped. That's all you worry about.
I can't hurry up and get ready for that because it's not going to happen. But I am ready,
well,
you know.
Okay, don't what your mouth say. Don't what your mouth say.
Yeah.
What your mouth
you
say.
Sound,
I'm going to show
sound,
you.
You almost sound like you want to up the pot or something.
I'm going to show you.
You almost sound like
you
want to up the pot.
Hey, Marvin, we ain't got to keep talking about this. We just going
to. No, I just asked you a question.
Time.
You sound like, because you got so much.
That can happen too, Marvin.
You sound like you want to up the pot or something.
That can happen
too. Whoa, who
what?
Said that?
What happened?
Somebody said something. I don't know. Who was that? Who said something? Now, Vic.
Indiana don't count for Chicago street racing. City wasn't shit. They
first
shit
off,
over there.
First off, whoever that is talking, I don't give a fuck about Chicago or Indiana street racing, motherfucker. I'm talking about racing right now. What do you want to do?
Damn.
Motherfucker, what you want to do? You talking that shit in the background. What you want to do, nigga? I know.
Justin.
That nigga got a
dance crew
with Mike. Fuck
him.
No shit.
You ain't lying,
man.
Unknown. Now you talking some
fly.
Good shit.
What the fuck are you thinking with Marvin?
Find you
some
motherfucking business. That's what you do. Find you
some
motherfucking business.
Hey, Vic, you
talking
some good shit, though, Vic.
He ain't talking shit. Hey, it is what it is. I ain't the first motherfucker to lose the race, and I ain't gonna be the last motherfucker to lose the race. But I'm still engaged.
Faggot with him.
Okay, well, call it what you want. Your faggot ass, whoever you is, won't get next to me. I bet you that.
Oh,
what I thought.
He's at the LGBTQ community.
Okay, call it what you want. Call it what you want. What are you going to do, sir?
Hey, well, you know what, Vic? Whoever that is, I got to agree with him. So, you know.
Hey, Marvin, hold
on. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you agree with, but whoever that motherfucker is, he don't even matter. Because he ain't talking that much shit.
I don't know who the fuck it is. I can't catch the goddamn voice.
I don't give a fuck who he is. All he got to do is let himself be known that he can get locked in. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I like his stinking ass in too, whoever the fuck he is. But he ain't going to let himself be known. He a pussy.
Oh, shit,
he ain't
going to
let himself be known. But I agree with him, though, too, in the same breath.
Hey, Marvin, you can keep on agreeing with him all you want.
Yeah.
Agree till your motherfucking ass fall off. You ain't going to do nothing. I'm not studying you, motherfucker.
You said what? You said what, boy?
This is 2024. This is a whole new year. I don't give a fuck about what happened last year. Whoop me this year.
I'm going to cream roll your ass.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. You can make your mouth say anything.
I'll tell you what. Let's push the race up to Steel, Alabama. Fuck it.
Okay. We in, Bob.
Yeah. What you mean? Bobby Cole race. We could do it. Friday,
it won't be Friday.
Oh, it won't be Friday, but shit, hell, I got to work after that shit.
Oh, well. Leave it where it's at.
Yeah, because I already put my time in.
That's cool. It'll be where it's at.
Yeah.
I'll see you at Big Sham race.
Yeah, Big Sam race it is. But I want to know who that fucking masked man is. I want to get off in his ass because he's talking shit, too.
Marvin, it don't matter who he is because he ain't got enough balls to say who he is. So fuck him.
Yeah, you got a point there now. He got a little nuts.
He ain't doing nothing but run his goddamn mouth.
That's it. That is it. All right, let's get back on Eddie's topic. What you talking about, Eddie?
Hey, I don't even know. I'm lost, man.
Eddie know who it is. Whose mic you done opened up, Eddie?
I don't know.
This motherfucker keep on talking.
I opened up a bunch of mics.
Well, we was interrupted when I was trying to talk about Eddie, his topic. We was interrupted earlier about an unknown, I take it. And I can't remember what the fuck we was talking about.
Hey, Leon, is you on here?
Yeah, I'm here, Vic.
Oh, okay. I'll take the show.
What
are
you talking about, Leon?
Shit, I ain't talking about nothing, man. I ain't making no noise, man.
I say, what was we talking about as far as Big Eddie?
Shit,
concert?
I forgot. We let somebody came in and told us off. Shit.
Exactly. That's what I said. I can't remember shit.
Told us off.
Yeah.
Eddie have a show every weekend. See, somebody at least should have something to comment and talk about and say it.
He said we're talking about the legends. He said we're talking about the goddamn legends. Some of you motherfuckers don't know about them legends.
Yeah, we're talking about the legends. So was
Vernon Jr. Motherfuckers out there working on the Skyway in the middle of the goddamn day.
That's
Bobby. I know that.
That's a gangster. Bobby, we were talking about Big June and Jerry and all them today. Being Tate and Ken and a couple more guys and shit. We let it ride today.
Knock her head went down to Florida, bought that goddamn Camaro and come back and run that bitch in the middle of the highway.
Yeah. I hear Bobby Cole, original OG. He used to get out like that. You see him?
Hey, I remember when Bobby came up north with that goddamn Nova.
He showed up with a Cutlass and a bus guy.
Yeah, he had a Nova, too.
Yeah, showed up with that color, that Mustang, and trim skin, man.
Uh-oh.
My
laptop.
Maybe
a
little
heavy
thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
This thing is really.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, dog?
You saying all them big old machines 41 head out there, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
They doing their job.
Man, if you got Dominique up there, I mean, he's going to get that motherfucker right.
That's up.
Is that the big boy you talking about?
He did it right. You know, we don't have a place to play up there.
That's love.
2 years ago. 9, 6 years. No, not 8 years now. Shit. It's been 8 years. Like, wow, like I missed that nigga like yesterday. Like, I just had this, and then my mom married like a friend. Well, we all.
What'd you say?
I've got a lot of motherfuckers.
I know it, man. Mom, go on mute, man. Talk to that dude, man. Okay, well, Marvin, we don't want to hear. We trying to talk, but you cutting us off. We hear everything.
My bad, dog. My bad. Damn,
okay.
You
okay.
You made noise in the background.
No, I ain't. Marvin, I didn't say that. I just
good,
said go
baby.
Mute.
It's all good. I'm about to go on mute, man.
Stop, yeah. Marvin.
Yeah. These don't call him. Don't call the name, Bobby. He's going to talk to the whole world, goddamn.
Let him stay right here.
Bobby, you already on it. Your mom would tell about your race. Hey, Bobby,
yes,
you know what? Do you got a list? You got a list out already with all the races that you know?
I don't have all the ones. I just only one had the ones on the flyer.
Oh. Y'all need to text Bobby and give him the races. So I can post them up on Facebook. Then they got to be talking about what day it's on and who racing who. You know, they going to do that, Bobby. When you say one person locked in, they going to say where, what time, and all that. No, they ain't going. But go ahead, Bobby. You can tell your race.
Yeah, you got a lot of them on Friday. I mean, there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think Friday gonna be better. Hot Friday gonna be shit. Friday may be the hottest night.
Yeah, that motherfucker Friday might be.
Yeah.
It might
Friday,
be out of control.
Man. Goddamn Friday, ooh wee.
Going down. Yeah, motherfucker might not don't want to come back Saturday out there fried ass with
me. Yeah, yeah. Mama gonna go home early.
Yeah, busting off Thursday. I think we got Mudbone before we riding on Thursday. I ain't
That's
mistaken. 5 o'clock.
Town.
Mm-hmm. And Friday starting off shit. We got a shootout called Little Baby Shootout. All type street cars. So it's basically invitation only. I've been had it out for about 2 months. So $500 entry fee. I'm putting $5 on top of the pot. Got quite a few people in there. Pete and them and all them getting in there. And that's off the trailer Friday night.
Hey Bobby, I got a question.
Shake now.
That race there, with Don Mustang Villain in that? You know that red Mustang I was driving? Your old car. Oh, man, Don.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
That kind of fit.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him. See if they want to bring that down there.
$500 on top of the pot.
I'm going to call him.
Wickham do it every year, and I mean, they have about 10 to 32 cars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $20,000. And, Friday grudge racing all day. You got Kiki versus Nick. You got Lit Wheel versus Grandson. Pandemic with blood pressure. I'm locked in with Marcus Burke, John Gotti. Cal City Cal got Tony Bynum. Saucy Bitch got Deja Vu. Unfriendly Ghost got the lawyer. Unfriendly Ghost got Deja
That's
Vu.
Cool.
Pandemic versus the lawyer. And push it on over there.
Three Love versus Lit Wheel.
First Grandson. And Grandson, too.
Yeah. So, got that Three Love. Got two of them, too. Ooh.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of that's on Friday night. I mean, I just so many of them out of Mississippi got locked in. I don't even know all these goddamn cars. I mean, I can't put them on the flyer either. So Friday night going to be really, really a motherfucking night to remember. like your first love, goddamn. Some of them going to be losing a lot of goddamn money.
Yeah, some motherfuckers got them.
Ooh, yeah. It's going down. I mean, 10,000 on top of the pot. I got a 5-inch smaller, which 5-inch 484 and small block single turbo. 10,000 on top of the pot. 500 buy in. As well, I'll be giving away $1,000 on Friday, from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night, every hour on the hour. Saturday, I'll be doing the same thing, from 6 to 12. I got a damn junior 484. No lockup. No carbon bodies and shit like that, you know. 1,000 free entry.
Where?
No pro mods. And then on top of that, sum it up Friday night, Saturday night, we got Dirty Diana versus Randy. And Lord have mercy.
Ooh, you got the Detroit coming up in there. Jesse James going
to
be in the house?
Yeah, old Jesse James coming.
Ooh,
he locked in with Miss Graham, man. It's a lot of them locked in.
Yeah, I forgot all about that one. It's old
Leah. Yeah, he locked in Miss Graham there. And
Ryan got to run Miss Graham.
Miss Graham. Miss Graham locked in 4-5 motherfucker. I don't know what he did, but I know what he ain't the Graham cracker no more. He Miss Graham. He real Miss Graham. He Mr. and Mrs. Graham. He don't give a damn.
No, we.
Thursday, I mean, the gates will open Thursday morning. Track go hot. I got 12 o'clock on there. I mean, I got 5 o'clock on there, but the track going to go high around 12 o'clock. I'm going to open the track up early due to the fact that they got that race locked in with Leroy.
Leroy.
We'll have it open where Leroy can come in there and get some shakedown and try to get hold to the track.
You hear that, champ? When you get shakedown.
Testing all day on Thursday, $250 car. Spectators, $20. Friday, gates open at 11, track go hard at 3. And shootout will start probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Saturday, gates open at 10. Track go hard at 11 until. Grudge races all day long.
Hmm. There it is, y'all. You want your money worth? It is Friday night.
I mean, I'm giving it $1,000 away to the spectators only. Basically, everybody get a ticket to come in the gate. I don't know how I'm going to do it. If I might give $100 away every hour, an hour, or just $50 every, I mean, break it down into $50. But anyway, that'll be given away to the spectators only.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, how much for the spectators on Friday and Saturday?
Dang.
So they'll know.
$30.
Mm-hmm.
$25 on Friday.
All right.
$20, $25, and $30.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. I got a deal that I'm going to probably do. I mean, for birthdays. And it's in May. Let's see. May and February. So I just have to hear that called out. And I mean, when they go out there, what birthday it is, I don't care how many of them it is, just come up there. Got something for you.
Show proof.
Yep, show proof.
I'm going to try to bring Nuck with me if he break out in time.
Oh, hey. That motherfucker ain't coming out of there.
Mm-mm.
He ain't going to break out of there. He's going to walk out when he get ready.
Yeah, sounds like we're going to have it going on for the next 3-4 days down in DL, Alabama, baby. 55 south and 59 west.
Yeah, that sounds like direction, Leaky.
That's it. You make an F. You make me sign with an F. Straight right.
Yeah, don't want to fuck up.
Now you mess up, you gonna be missed out. And do the speed limit.
Sean, look.
Definitely better do that speed limit. They gonna be waiting on you.
Oh yeah, anytime you get on the other side of Indianapolis.
You got something for you?
Yes, sir. Oh, no, it's
not wide open. Yeah, that could be the race of the year right there.
I sent some flyers back by that dude up there. Eddie, did you get them flyers?
Huh?
Did you get them flyers?
Yeah, on by text.
No, I sent them by that boy. He came back to Chicago. He brought for me ring.
No, I ain't getting none.
He said he was gonna bring them by your shop.
I know. I said the ones that I got, you had texted me. They probably couldn't catch up with me left. They end up coming to the, which is where I was at.
But the boy named William got the orange Malibu.
Orange Malibu. Up here?
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't been out since Cicero.
Orange Malibu. I'm trying. That thing we talking about on Malibu. Oh, but I know it had on Malibu with CeeLo in there.
It looked like a three-logo car.
Well, you're Malibu, like a G-body or an older time?
A G-body. Big boy, with a beard and a big old beard up on the thing and everything. Driving the white Ford.
I know that is, Bobby. You got me thinking. I'm trying. You talking about Woods? You talking about Woods, did you?
No. Yeah, no. You goddamn well Woods ain't. Catch Woods in a goddamn G-Body.
Oh, you said G-Body? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think.
He came to
steal
that. He came to Mike Hill, right? Down at the race. I sent them flowers back. He said he won't get taken in. Come on, some man. Come on, and kill
him. I can't think. You got me going. I'm wondering.
Hey, Jim, if I post your head, will it pop him?
He ain't talking about Chuck. That boy named Chuck.
You talking about Tidy Bowl.
Man,
Tidy Bowl,
Tidy
Bowl won't
live
Tidy
up here no more.
Who
was
that
woman in
the
background?
Yeah, he had that bus down a long time.
Tidy Bowl lives in Florida, man.
I don't know who it is, man. I'm trying to think.
That motherfucker been setting up a long time. A goddamn tire, drive, rod, and everything.
Anthony, who is that with all that background noise?
I don't know. Man.
Somebody doing some goddamn homework or something.
Mm-hmm.
They done it now.
Oh.
They went on mute.
Watching it.
There you go. I went in and out again. Man, I just can't wait, man. I can't wait to get this shit over with.
Oh, hey.
Very interesting.
You sound like Big Marty when you said that.
Oh, man. Not the Big Bopper.
And I just can't wait to get
it. Big Bopper with his Airport Ones on.
Airport One.
Hey,
you get
the shit out of me.
Bopper called on me them Airport One.
That motherfucker took the shit out of me. I said, what you said, Big Marty?
Said,
I got on the Air Force Ones. I said, them Air Force Ones, motherfucker. Them ain't no Air Force Ones.
You know what I'm trying to say. He told Three Lug, he said, him phone don't work. Him got a crooked.
Yeah, that Big Bobby used to tickle the shit out of me.
He said, him got a damn crooked. Him phone don't work. Don't listen to him.
That's motherfucking hell.
Hey,
the police got us out there outside. We was some niggas getting some gas. Marty took the van over there. the van over there. We better fill up. Crazy motherfucker, man. Let's pull on over there. Man, them police whooped in on all us in that goddamn van. Had us there 30, 45 minutes. Marty, you know he take that goddamn medicine.
Yeah, all the insulin.
fluid pills and shit. Hey, man.
Yep.
I need you the restroom, the washroom. Nah, you ain't going nowhere, big fella. Okay, Marty said he grabbed this motherfucking thing. Hey, man, I take medicine, man. I got to use the washroom. Fucking still denied Marty. Okay, I'm going to show you in a minute. Hey, man, I need to use the washroom. Fuck it. I'm going to might as well that dick out on him and start shaking up that
Oh, man.
Goddamn
big
mama,
baby.
Man, that motherfucker didn't give a fuck. I take medicine to save my life, and I need you.
Yep.
Gee, that man, let's go. Might have pitched right there in front of that motherfucker, man. Man, we finna go to jail like a motherfucker.
That goddamn Marty, boy. Hey, who was that Marty race last at Byron? In the Chevelle. He was in the Chevelle.
You know,
was that Crip? Was that Crip?
It might have been. It might have been.
They raced
when
that
had
Byron.
The Nova. When they had the Nova.
It might have been the Nova, but whatever it was, they that goddamn Marty lost, and Marty wouldn't get out the goddamn car. He went over to the trailer, and West Coast said, hey, motherfucker, pay me my money. Marty looked over at him, he said, leave me alone. I'm not paying you till I get out the fucking car, and I ain't out the car, so leave me the fuck alone.
Said, yeah, man.
Goddamn Marty crazy as hell.
him and that goddamn Crip used to put on the show.
Man. That damn Marty, boy.
Oh, man.
Man, it's been some good ones, boy.
Yes,
that was the good old days. That's when.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's cool now, but that's when the racist shit was fun because everybody got along.
Vic.
Yeah.
The one that takes the cake is that goddamn Bobby Cole at Big Jim was down in Hattiesburg wrestling up there by the tower.
Oh, shit. I beat that motherfucker. I beat him 3 times. This bitch had all of Eric money. He gonna try to take the motherfucking money back. We fuck Egg money off. I'm not giving you this motherfucking money back. So
hey.
The motherfucker jumped me. I grabbed, we run into his ass on the van. He went over, went straight to the ground. I'm starting around with this big motherfucker. He well, if you kill me, motherfucker, you got to take all 18 of my goddamn kids out of me.
I like to fell out.
Hey,
man.
Hey, but them races
oh,
used
boy.
To be some good races down in Hattiesburg. I used to have a lot of fun going down there, boy. The fucking Fat Tuesday. That used to be the shit, boy. That was the shit back then, boy. Goddamn Bobby have all
killed.
That goddamn food. Huh?
Day before he got killed, we raced in Canyon. We was the last two motherfuckers to leave there, right?
Yep.
I beat him out of all his money. He was leaving going out the gate by the line of the motherfucker. He turned around, made his turn, come back. I'm in there talking junkyard. Man, what's wrong? Man, I got to sit here and let somebody else go out of black cat and went across the driveway. Motherfucker ain't finna kill me. I ain't going out the motherfucker first. So I wasn't going out the motherfucker either. So we sent the guy out there that working the racetrack. Sent the old white man out. He went on out behind that motherfucker and left and came on home. Motherfucker got killed anyway.
Yep. Right on up there to Minnesota and got killed.
Hold my goddamn car.
Yep. Big pile, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, you
got
them racists.
A lot of racists up there too,
man.
Raylo used to do some raising up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Raylo race well.
Raylo
used to race all the time up there.
Come down here.
A lot of street racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used to street race a lot,
yeah.
Boy.
Nate King, but don't remember. That's who it might be, Nate King. He out south?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we remember you used to have a nice little operation, boy.
Yeah, yeah, they had a 369 Camaro. That motherfucker wouldn't play no game.
Mm-hmm.
Leon, you know Nate? Eddie, you don't know
I
him
used
either?
To like that old com- Who?
Nate King? Or-
the guy with the boo?
Yeah.
I probably know him, but I can't. There's so many, man. I can't think of him.
He from out there.
He said he
I'm
got a G-body.
Find him, mm-hmm. He got them goddamn flies. I'm going to show up find his ass tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He may have them goddamn flies a week. He ain't got them to edit.
Yeah. You probably can't get to me, Bobby. I'm way,
well,
I'm way
what you
out
mean can't get to you? What, you in Michael? You in Michael Jordan house or something?
Oh, man, I'm out in Hinsdale in the recovery.
Oh.
I'm getting myself back,
you,
trying to get back strong.
You should have Larry handling all your goddamn business then.
Well, yeah, man. I'll just do what I can do over this phone and try to keep everything going, man. And right now, I'll be back straight in a minute.
I'm back, y'all. I'm back.
Huh?
Yeah, man. Huh?
I said you got everything you need?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty good, man.
I don't lie to you,
sir. I'm sure gonna try to be there. I'm trying to definitely be there for the race.
Well, I sure ain't got everything I need. I done ran out of popcorn oil. Shit, I can't pop me no popcorn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh man.
I done ran out of oil. Alright. So
Leon, you know Nate King?
Definitely.
No, I don't know him. I don't know him, Greg. I mean, listen, I don't know him, Bobby. Nate King.
Nate King.
It might be somebody else.
No, I wonder that ain't Frank. That ain't Frank King's son, is it?
Shit, I don't know.
All I know is Eddie, I ain't got no oil to pop me no popcorn. I'm trying to figure out if I put it in butter, it's going to burn up. Dang.
Oh, man, you ain't got no Crisco around there?
No popcorn tonight, goddammit.
Yeah, man, I got some good people behind me, though, Bobby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a few good people behind me.
Long down Rob Lee.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You
know how that song goes, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Don't try to push it on the side.
That's right. Once you find something to push you on the side, and you find something that's going to pick you up. So you just focus on the ones that'll pick you up. The ones that push it to the side ain't worth shit no way.
Goddamn, Bobby, Blood done moved to Texas or something?
About a minute, Texas, since he got out.
Oh, okay.
What, Blood home, Bobby?
Been home.
I ain't know that. Blood used to call me. He used to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Everybody going to Texas. All the storms and floods
or,
and shit.
Or Arizona.
Yeah. Damn.
Knucklehead got my place to stay out there, Texas.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Blood.
And Blood tied his two shoes around.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Rabbit used to do a lot of street racing up there. Y'all got some bad motherfuckers been up there now.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
The one thing
quite
I'm happy. The one thing
O-O-C-W
I'm happy.
OCW had that Run Rabbit.
That.
Run Rabbit. What that motherfucker was?
Mm-hmm.
Run Rabbit.
Tough
Run
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Tough
yeah.
Rabbit.
Yep,
Tough
Rabbit.
Run Rabbit.
Yeah,
Tough
Rabbit.
Yep,
CW now. Yeah. Goddamn, Bobby, I ain't never been to steel, but this is like the race I need to be at here. This Terrio, goddamn.
Yeah,
Terrio,
your ass need to go out of town sometimes. You'd be missing a whole lot of shit.
Many days I caught that airplane to see you motherfuckers. Run the tires off the goddamn rim on the 130.
You right. You showed up. Remember that? Damn.
I remember that like yesterday.
Yeah. I was running Leroy. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. This is a race I need to go on and break out and go see. Shit. Damn.
It's
I like that
race.
Line. Yeah, you got a lot of action going on there. Shit, yeah. Pete and Lenny coming down there. Shit. I know. See, shit. Hey, the river ain't rise yet now. I ain't throwing the towel in there.
You ain't lying.
I ain't throwing the towel in yet, Bobby.
I got the
motherfucker
I
working.
Got to call.
I got some good.
I got to call Mississippi Joe and see if his cheap ass gonna come over there and steal.
Man,
yeah. Man, boy, hush.
Oh, man.
You damn near played the dozen then. You're doing the big Jerry.
Yes, indeed. Mississippi Joe.
Say if the river don't, the creek don't rise. Ain't that what it means?
Yeah,
if the
creek
don't
rise.
Rise.
If the creek don't rise, he might show up.
Yeah. Hey, Blood was in a wheelchair, wasn't he?
Wheelchair
yep.
Blood?
Yeah. Hey, that goddamn three lug when we was in Hattiesburg, that goddamn three lug told Blood. He say, I'm going to whoop your ass so bad you're going to get out that motherfucking chair and start walking. That motherfucker say, that damn blood say, well, shit, we ain't got a race. To do that shit, make me walk back, goddammit. Fuck the race. Man. A little rough back then, that motherfucking blood. That goddamn blood can run back then.
Yeah. Hey, I blew up. I blew up racing Jay now, and goddamn Blood fuel pump went out. They come down and tell me, Leon, what you want for that fuel pump down there? They say your car blowed up. I say, shit, I ain't really trying to sell it. I say, Blood, you can use it. He said, no, man, I got a grub race. I want to buy it. I said, go and use it. He took it. I said, man, I ain't using that, man. I'm going to buy this. He gave me enough money to go buy another. I said, okay. And Blood went out there, scared the motherfucker up with that damn Mustang.
some good shit there.
It was fast back then. My phone wasn't even that fast.
That damn hair got, that damn hair was twisting on that motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm.
That damn blood wasn't
back then. Motherfucker couldn't run no 4-0, 5-0.
That damn blood was rough.
Mm-hmm. It was on the rough. Good old days.
Hey, Bobby, what happened to that boy Dave? That little short, dark-skinned dude named Dave. I think his name was Dave. Had the boat, had a Mustang. He had all kind of shit.
Dave?
His name was Dave. He bought a bunch of shit from up there from Eric now. I might be saying the wrong name. But he used to always be at your races. He had a white Mustang. Big time Willie by car. Talk real funny. I can't call the boy name. That's another person I ain't seen in a long time. Yeah. A Mustang like a 64, 65 Mustang.
Wow, that was
old school.
That was a.
Yeah, race boats and all that shit.
Yeah. Hold on.
I can't call him boy
name. Shine now. That was orange one time.
Yeah. Okay. It was the old school. He used to talk a lot of shit. This is an old Mustang.
You be at all the racing now?
Oh, yeah. I know he went to school for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my screen called goddamn name.
Tell him, Mr. Fred.
On
the Mustang?
Yeah.
Mississippi Fred.
It was an old. It was a. It was
yeah,
an old Mustang. Freddie Mac.
Yeah, about 65.
Yeah. You said it, kid. You talking right now, Freddie Mac. Show him.
He was in Holly Springs when this past year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been all the race. Yeah, he was shining all the time.
Yep.
Old Freddie Mac.
Yep. You still
boy,
got the old Mustang.
There's so much cities go down there, boy. What's the other dude name had the red Camaro kid, had the big chief in. They used to say he was real rough down there. He had wines everywhere in that motherfucker car.
Man, there's been so
he's
many.
Coming all your coming on your all your races, Bobby. I can't call them dude's name. I used to remember them. He always used to come down there. He used to be with what's the name? Had the blue two-tone blue Malibu. I remember Double T. Double T cool. Had the not the car, baby boy.
The love, the Camaro.
Double T had the truck. What's the other dude? Kid had the red. Like an 86, 87 Camaro, look like Tim House car. Just run all the time.
Shit, I can't even remember Leaky.
Damn, I can't call the dude's name now. That's
he had a red car like
out.
Tim House?
It was a red Camaro like Tim House car. Damn. He's come to all the races. What's that damn boy name? I can't call him. I'm going to call baby boy. I need to get his name.
Yeah, baby boy, I can tell you. He knew a bunch
but
of them motherfuckers, too.
Him and Big Chris. I remember that was at Bobby's. It was Big Chris, a dude with the red Camaro. Maybe
red
one
hot.
Day and
then red
there.
Hot now.
Red, yeah, there you go.
Red,
that's
hot,
good
red hot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened there?
One of them, JD and all of them, that JD and them got cars now. Shit, they got cars.
Red hot. Yep, mm-hmm. That's it. That's it right there, Bobby. I thought that boy was bad back then. So that goddamn whip popped up. Yeah. That's so it, red hot. I thought he was bad.
Red hot.
That goddamn whip then came around. Wick, Bob, and Bobby. You bubbles off the chain. Damn, we just get any parts of that kind of racing crew come back around.
They around. We on. They got some cars now. I'm telling you. They got one now. That motherfucker, everybody paying the punk out money this past weekend. That's Mike Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a little street car over there. Back in Mississippi. That motherfucker wasn't playing no guy. I'm playing the radio.
Oh, man.
Of course, back then, Zombies didn't care nothing about no big ties, no whoops. They didn't care nothing about that. You was great. You didn't catch them over time.
Oh, I got a hand
no way.
Up.
Well, pull that hand down, Eddie. It can help.
I don't even know how long it's been up. I had to let my face go.
I was up for a while, man. I didn't hung up.
I'm sorry about that, son.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Bobby,
yeah.
I sent you you know what? I'm going to send it to you right now. Hold on.
Yeah, motherfuckers didn't worry about how much you had then. They wasn't taking no steps. They was telling you, get your ass up there.
Yeah, well, Lincoln, that's when drag racing was drag racing.
That shit was going down, partner.
Take a look at
yeah,
that, Bobby. Let me know.
Is
that what it was?
Yeah. Better save yourself. Save your soul.
Okay, hold on, me look at.
Boy, that moment Fat Tuesday be so sweet. Boy, I used to file my taxes, and it came right around the same time. I used to file my taxes. I know I'm going to have a bankroll. I saved my taxes, filed my taxes. They'd be here a week before. I'm like, baby, I ain't going nowhere. I'm leaving my Thursday going.
Hey, Bobby, since they done redid the junkyard, you think they might try to move Fat Tuesday there?
They going to try something. Anybody try, they making money in that shit.
Yeah.
That track, they be if it works, that track, but that track was like easy to cars. I've seen some videos. Some other cars were going out
yeah,
of the house.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah. I sent them a text.
Just tell me you better get them goddamn flyers over there to somebody other than that backseat of that truck.
Oh man!
Put him up in the feed shop.
Now he got them over at Mike Ray. Hell, he been at them motherfucker 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh. She could have sent them flies over there, goddamn it, to Big Wood. A lot of motherfuckers would be coming through the lounge there.
Man, he just sent that shit. The three little come from down there.
Mm-hmm.
Come with the Greenwood.
No, he's probably getting the three look. He's probably getting the three look of Eric, one of them over there.
Three little just come from down there, just come up there.
No, he was at the race. He was at the race.
Oh.
Came to Mike Hill race.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, he had to fly a long damn time.
Yes, he went out of man.
Damn, yeah. Month.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make the best of it this year. Give it a good old shot.
That's so.
I'm going to start my back job and work my way on up. I got some good races lined up for me this year. I'm going to get them all and keep on trucking. I'm gonna go to one of them DMV races. I like it up there. I've been watching them boys up there. I got it's some shit up there I can run with up there.
Leon, I'm going down that day. A couple of them. Let me know when you want to go.
I'm gonna make one of them events.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something a little different. They're the same distance.
Yep.
Clean up my backyard. Go visit. Show somewhere.
Damn, Leakin. You know, one of them goddamn DMV races. Damn, 800 miles for you.
Hey, kid, they all 10, 11-mile drive. So, shit, they can't no be worse than these drives. We make it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, make no difference.
Yeah, let them out. You look at it.
You're right about that, Deanna. No matter how you look at it, still let them out.
Hey, man, listen. I'm a dope fiend for this racing shit. I don't care how far it is. And they gave me 5 weeks vacation now. I got 5 weeks vacation now. Shit, I wasn't even using the whole 3 weeks of vacation up.
No, man. You might not know
that.
They
gave me 5. Shit, last year I sold a week back. Now I got 5. I'm going
to
go some different places.
Well, I'm going to go to Steele. I'm going to head out going to Steele in the mountain.
Oh, you been over there now?
In the mountain.
They got something going on over there tonight, this weekend.
Yeah.
Duck race.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so that's one of Doug races too then.
Yeah.
I ain't see much video on, but they got some zombies going fast down there now. Old Mr. Wonderful them down there clicking it off. Down at 388. 201. Hey, Bonnie. I know what I was just looking at. Did you see that motherfucking post they put up with Marquise and what's the name of the red Camaro? Both of them ran the same ET van. Identical. ET is mile problem. I ain't never seen that.
Very hard you ever see it. They do it in bracket racing a lot.
ET and mile prime, everything was the same.
Bracket race do the same thing.
That
was the victory, the motherfucker. That left first.
Reaction time.
Play a game then.
Yeah. That's the one that, because everything else is there. Ron Rose and that goddamn Marquis. Was that Marquis? No, it wasn't Marquis. Yeah, that was. The Yellow Mustang.
That was Marquis.
Yeah, but... They them goddamn McCain boy number one.
Yeah. I wonder if Ron Rose still got that motor. Did you see it? Bobby, did you see his motor in Dugway?
Nah.
That mother motor look like hey man, that motor look like Devil Horse motor, man. No bullshit. I'm not bullshitting. You think I'm lying? If Tate was, well, ask Tate. See if Tate went over and looked at it. I said, hold on,
let
man.
Let Tate stay asleep wherever he is.
He fell off. Because I was on their line. He fell off. But
let
me and him
off.
Went over there. We went over there and looked at that motor. That motor looked like Devil Horse motor. Only thing is that he had one goddamn, what's the name up there?
One throttle.
Now, I know what a Hemi, yeah, I know what a Hemi head looked like, Bobby. It was a Hemi head, but the plug was down at the bottom. They went on top with the big-ass valve covers, man. I said, look at this motherfucking motor, man. But that's
the, oh,
that's,
man,
that's
not the Hemi head.
Some new head coming out that they experiment with. That's why they took the motor back out and sent it back to Bischoff. But that motor ain't much faster than that damn small block he had in that car. That big ass,
you realize he run
motor.
That shit. He run that shit at weight.
Well, yeah, he got to have more weight with that motor, yeah, in that small block.
Yeah, all of them got small blocks. I'm called 3,000 some pounds. 2850. Bitch, that can run. Beat your snot out your ass.
You ain't see no carburetor moves up in there.
Nah,
got that fuel injection. Got that man fucking around.
Go down there. Come on back home.
Fuel injection and the new technology leaking. Everybody damn look at it.
It is kid. But it just costs too much. Somewhere you got to put brakes on your race. On your brakes. You got to put brakes on.
Shit don't cost that much.
Man, I just seen a motherfucker just switch over from a carburetor to a throttle body, fuel injector. Man, if that man ain't spent $20,000, my name ain't Leon. If it wasn't,
I don't know how
he
spent.
Shit.
Shit don't cost that much.
Then you had to call Speed Tech and they had to walk them through some shit. Man. You had to walk them through.
$9,000. $10,000. Hell, get them everything. But you don't have to have, you can run the Fear Tech with just the carburetor, bro. You can run the Fear Tech.
I don't know. We would add some shit up, and we stopped at about 13,000. I said, you got to tell me no more.
I mean, it just depends on who you go to. Who can get it? I mean, Jack or Dilla. I mean, sponsor the motherfucker.
Yeah, that shit they got. Oh. Hey, I'd have made a believe out of myself. I'd have just go bet on somebody else's car and do good.
Uh-huh. It's cheap on some time now.
Yeah,
you can go
yeah.
back and do some shit with your car. After you do that.
Hey, yeah, I went to, what was that, Mike Hill race I went to down in, he was at, no, that was duck race. Shit, I went to duck race, goddamn it, shit. I found myself that $200 or $300 on the side of that. I walked out that business.
He got on
it. Honey.
Yeah, man. Looks like we can set this one down,
though. Yeah, it looks like everybody get quiet. I know you got a lot of people.
Pump this goddamn show up, man.
Huh?
You gotta get this show crunk up.
I know,
man,
it's a bunch of pieces on there.
Getting quiet. It start getting quiet when they hear Brian come on here. It keep back up for a minute, buddy.
Man, you gotta be scared of damn Ryan.
Yeah, lying, shit. Yeah, eat, sleep, and shit like everybody else.
Yeah.
He just run his mouth, that's all.
Just get on his ass. That no motherfucker talk to me like that.
Yeah, like I said, I can't wait to get this shit over with.
Hey, Eddie, I can wait, because you know why? It's interesting.
All right.
Far. Give us something to talk about.
Hey, man.
We're going to
come down there and drag a few people. Then we're going to come down here and lay a record down at 41.
Man, listen, Eddie. I'm going to 41
yeah.
Either way it goes. They can say they won't say about 41. They can stay at home and complain about
will.
That mother on track. I'm going to that mother on track because I want to enjoy my toy and have a good time. And if one don't go, more power to you.
And go to me. You go to that motherfucker. Shit. Dominique, go to that motherfucker. You better be up there.
Yes, sir.
I'm
hey,
trying to do me a race at that motherfucker.
Hey.
Hmm?
Hey, Bobby, we can do all we want to. The man can spend all the money he want to spend. And these motherfuckers still going to complain about something. And half of them ain't even going to
yep.
support, but they quickly complain. That's the problem we got. Our black people do more complaining than any damn thing. They won't even support.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
We want them to do all this, but when it's time to go to it and support it, you ain't going to go, but you'll be the first mother to talk about what they ain't did right. And I'm gonna keep putting no money in something just to make you happy. Then you don't even go to the damn track.
Oh, nigga, don't pay them motherfucking no attention now.
And then you complain about the track ain't right, but then a lot of these motherfucking cars ain't right. Electronics ain't right. But we still got 6L boxes in their car expected run for the run top of the world.
Oh man, not the 6L.
Shit. Hey. I can talk about it now, Eddie, because I didn't change. I want some shit. It only take me about 35 minutes to pull my motor out of my car. I ain't got to unplug it. I ain't got to take no wires and twist and cut wires no more now.
I ain't seen that one else since Big June left here.
Shit, you better
start
looking. These motherfuckers over here complaining about this racing shit. These motherfuckers got all these 6L boxes in their cars and shit.
That goddamn Big Pug, the first Negro I seen with a fucking lockup. They didn't, nigga didn't know what lockup was. Big June had that motherfucker 30
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Yep.
Reach the last of that motherfucker. What the fuck did you know of this dumb ass shit in here, man? Heavy ass motherfucker. Didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Pug was tricking our ass 30 years ago, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old. That nigga had technology shit back then. He was head of the game. He just didn't
mm-hmm.
know how to use it. Only thing fuck him up when he get that screwdriver.
Oh, shit. You couldn't tell him shit then.
Go to fuck with them copyrights.
Mm-hmm. He didn't believe in no pills. He the only motherfucker I know drill his own pills out.
Yeah, let's
go get that drill.
Man. Down the
he drilled
man,
his own pills.
Shit. Man, Big June was rough with a motherfucking drill.
Yes, sir.
Kid said the man drilled his own carburetor, man.
Shit.
His own jet.
Man, please. Yeah. Do it every motherfucking time. That's why he always blowing up shit.
Man, that motherfucker. So get with them motherfuckers didn't work right. He coming down, they gonna tear his goddamn ass up.
Man, please.
And guess what? They sure didn't work right because he went to start pulling on them motherfuckers.
Leon,
Big June had so many motherfucking carburetors over there in the motherfucking one of them plastic 55-gallon drums. I thought he was goddamn Braswell with carburetors. This motherfucker, yeah, it's a trip.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, man, I can see him right now, man. That motherfucker was drilling in the motherfucking carburetor. He's talking about he going to
get
it.
Man, please. A whole lot of motherfuckers ought to be glad goddamn Big June gone. It really would be some goddamn grudge racing.
Ooh-wee. Ain't getting up by no salty bitch or salty bitch, sugar bitch, none of that.
Yeah.
That
no, sir.
Yeah, you might have ran that last right, won that race, but you got to do it on me today.
Yep.
Right now. That motherfucker lying, Cal. I'm that motherfucker told Cal, hey, if you lose, don't you come back. I'm going to beat your goddamn ass. 84 beat your ass. Man, that was a crazy motherfucker, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
That motherfucker, take his girlfriend. Take his son. Bring it to him. It's his birthday. Give him pussy. Right there, so I can teach you how to fuck. Gosh, this is
right.
I swear to God that we do, man.
Shit.
I ain't lying.
Bobby ain't lying. Goddamn Big June was a trip.
Rat night. Give him some. He needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, June, well.
Man, that motherfucker, that was super crazy, man.
Looking at you with one eye, and you think he's looking down the street.
Bad, that motherfucker has shown up bad.
Hey, kid, you wrong for that one, kid.
Shit, Ricky Stanboy ain't got shit on Ricky Stanboy ain't got shit on Big June.
Big pie. That motherfucker gonna—he turn his head. He let you know he got bad eye. He gonna turn his goddamn head to straighten that eye up on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, my! That goddamn kid say he be looking down the road. He looking right at you.
Looking right at you.
Oh man, this damn kid, boy.
He was in all that shit.
Nice though, man.
I don't have some
I was looking back in the days, man. We all called ourselves racing, and we thought we had some nice cars then. But boy, we got some cars out here now, boy.
Oh, boy.
I took my hat off to everybody, boy. That's a nice shit. Go all over the world and get to
you. Well, a lot of things changed then. I mean,
yep.
A lot of things changed. People don't look at other people or don't value other people.
Yeah.
You had some real true motherfuckers in you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
True friend indeed.
Yeah, I love to see everybody having a good time and making it, man. I remember when I did just doing a little street racing with Dan and Spock Carr. I never thought I'd be up in this area, goddammit, with some of the fastest cars in the country. Never thought that would happen. It didn't happen, shit.
Yeah, time changes. Time don't wait for nobody. Nobody.
I ain't waiting on nobody.
Nobody.
That last race I seen Bobby do, know that in Florida I saw, I think it was. Damn, you hustle. He just did get whooped too, boy. Boy, that motherfucker hustling.
Yeah, we're doing a little hustling then. Trying to hustle anyway.
Man,
the best cop Bobby had, goddamn, was that old checkerboard ass, goddamn, no.
Yeah,
that was a fun car there. That was a fun car there.
Man, I bet it's been, man, it had to be over about 30 years or more when I first met Bobby down there. The quick car and Eric and them told me come back there where they raced there by them factories. I down there,
mm-hmm.
come back there all of a sudden
super,
they all
the super shops.
Yeah. And time to flew by.
Yeah, hell of a long time.
My mm-hmm.
quick car.
That's it's crazy, but
yeah, them
yeah,
days there, you can't bring them
long.
Days back. Hey, Bob, when you get time, you get me two extra long shirts, black.
I gotta get some more shirts. I got some though, but I don't know what's up.
No, I say no. When you do, just give me a black one.
Something? Yeah, I have some there. I don't know. I hadn't did the new ones. I didn't know whether I was paint the car or not.
I ain't got no good picture of my car. I guess I'm gonna wait this summer. I ain't got no good picture of that car. I want to put all three of my cars on my shirt. I'm going to do something different.
Oh, three of your
cars.
I'm
going to put all three of them on there.
What goddamn three cars you got?
The 269 Camaros and this purple car.
Hey, you lost your goddamn mind. Put the picture of somebody else in
on your
shirt.
No, that's my
car.
Put
the picture of your latest car on there, Leaker. Picture of your latest
used
car
to be
on
your car. Fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Fuck
one. That one gone, so you
what
don't see that no more.
What somebody else your old shit for? Sorry, this motherfucker.
Hey, Bobby, they still buying them old ass shirts. I still got some of them. I'm gonna make a goddamn blanket for it. I was gonna cut them
yeah,
up, make a blanket for it.
Yeah, but you ain't got no three cars on the goddamn shirt though, Leaker.
Hey, kid, I seen somebody with three of them on there, and that motherfucker was bumping.
You ain't got them ain't yours, though, bro.
They ain't got to be. It used to be. So in other words, all the pictures of them cars in that garage, I should take them all down there.
No. You ain't got to take the pictures down. But it don't make sense to put no other cars on the T-shirt.
Don't think nobody's going to buy no old-ass shit. That time I know motherfucking...
Mm-mm.
Fuck up a goddamn shirt to my some old man. You can launch your goddamn.
Okay.
Just go with your latest car, Leaker.
One more time, kid. Tell it.
Just go with your latest car, Leaker.
I'm glad y'all spending the money.
He said, I'm glad y'all spending the money.
a dog that you ran away from the house. You go out there looking for him.
Yeah, I go look for him. He ain't got cute. I did. And some of his run away. I looked up. They say he's on the side of the road, hard as a rock.
That mother got knocked off. I thought that he was laying there. I thought he said something. He didn't come back, though.
I ain't gonna tell nobody that he said that.
Hey, the show said heard it.
The kid got some
damn, man,
shirt.
I want me some motherfucking popcorn,
back
man. I feel like going to this. I see Walmart and clothes
got
already.
Them, sure ain't
we
ain't gonna buy now, nothing. Buy a shirt or Big Mart. Get your ass off this phone. How can that crazy talk?
Well, Eddie might be ready to hang it up, Bobby. You gonna get it all
Ed ain't
one time.
Hang up. He ain't doing shit with sitting in the goddamn house looking like a french fry.
No,
wait till that woman come down.
Yeah,
rub on his big ass. Come on, sweetie, let me check you out.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you sound like you're trying to go to sleep.
That don't matter, man. I'm telling you, boy, one day me, Preacher Boy, Double D, and quite a few more, we stayed on this motherfucker to the neck to the sunrise.
Come on, man.
You see, Preacher Boy, tell you asking.
What the hell y'all talking about that long, Eddie?
Man, I can't remember.
I'm waiting to hear what he's going to say.
I don't know. We was talking, though. I mean, it kept it interesting. It would have been said now.
Damn.
Okay. All these motherfucking killers coming down from Chicago.
Right. Yes, sir. All my brothers from Chicago standing up. Win, lose, and draw. They ended the winner, goddamn.
Y'all play y'all lottery? Give it a shot.
It ain't for me, Leon, to play.
I bought a ticket or two.
I did too, kid. I'm waiting to check.
I'll let y'all know if I won it or not.
I'm
going to Alcatraz and buy the whole motherfucking island and put a number of sharks around the motherfucking water.
And so you don't want no nigga come see you.
Hell no.
I don't want no motherfucker to see you. Not even Eddie. You can get Eddie. Eddie
hell
don't
no.
Yeah. Damn.
Eddie.
I'm going to
block Eddie's number.
Man, block Eddie's ass out. You ain't going to have no AP Dellas out there. Who's
going to
bring you AP
Dellas?
You block me out.
Oh, man.
He can't do that because he's going to be like, hey, why don't you go grab me some pizzellas and bring it over here?
I ain't had that in a while, and I got to go by there.
I know that's right.
Bobby, Donye coming down there?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
man, Fade to Black. Yeah, Fade to Black. Donye was in the trailer the other day.
Donye coming to get off the van.
Black is that?
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker is back.
I need to throw me a mega race.
Mm. Let Dominique get 41 right. I'm coming up there.
Put some good money together. Put a good race together. About two days.
Ricky, Aunt Mona, all the motherfuckers coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna find the motherfucking old race. I can tell you that. Bringing the whole motherfucking crew. We're gonna have a goddamn family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Pack that house.
Pack that motherfucking house.
I told them what they need to do. Grab all the promoters and put something together.
Yeah.
Put a big ass pot together, have a big ass shootout, some grudge racing, some shootouts, and giving people something to watch and enjoy themselves.
My race pay for itself. You don't even want no goddamn
mm-hmm.
motherfucker to do it. It's going to pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goddamn money. Money come off the gate is yours. Pay for the
We're coming together for our yearly service project and running a t-shirt fundraiser to help the cause. Call Stable Design Services team, help us save design and use law. Come together for a call. Get started today at customers.com. Yeah, that'd be a good one there, boy. I'll talk Ricky's day, but
oh,
Bobby, you ain't gonna try to get the salty bitch up here, is you? Ooh.
Motherfucker. That's what they want to see, ain't it?
Get salty bitch. Get Yaboni and them crew up here. Beers and come up here. Ooh.
Prime time.
Prime time. Don't leave Boss out. Boss can't be left out. Get Boss up here. Get goddamn jaw-breaking them up here. Good Lord have mercy. Y'all going to see some shit, boy. But when I make a magazine, man, that
way.
Huh? Yeah.
I like to get many of them little cars I can, like little baby now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the street style shit.
Mm-hmm.
They run that type of shit up there, see.
I'm still going to call Don. I'm going to call Don tomorrow. Yeah.
They ain't run that type of shit up there. I'm putting it together. Watch your head.
Hey, them kind of crowds around here, Bobby. There's some of them crowds around here. I take Gino, what's the name? Gino, Beaver Boots 12. They bringing this Mustang, baby. He say he back coming back out. He coming back out this year. Yeah, that could be some shit there. That could be the bomb.
Oh,
yeah. I might have to get it. I have to put hands in that pot. I'd fit in that. Ooh, wee. Show up and show out. Yeah, Mudbone 1, Mudbone 2. Tim Howell.
Yes, sir.
And we going to bring Mudbone 2 and just leave it set at the track. Mudbone 2 got to go down the track. What's getting sold?
I know it. I know it.
Wasn't little Tony putting a truck together or something, leaking?
When Tony got married, he shut all that shit down.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I don't know what he did with it. I know they had put, I've seen they had posted his picture up there, I mean his video up there when he whipped Scotty Cannon down there.
Yeah.
OLT.
Yeah, now they don't get him nothing, shit. You got to do it again, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, shit, I'm going to let y'all go. I got to leave out there about 4 or 5
more. Yeah, I heard that. I'm going to lay it down. I got to get up in the morning. My God,
Bobby, what is that? Bobby, what is that about, what, 4 hours for you?
3.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hey, nah. I wish I was that close. I'd still be there.
Well, be safe, bro.
All right, I'll catch up with y'all later.
Yep.
All right.
Eddie, how many people you got on your show? Did you see?
How many left on that line?
Yeah.
Let's see. And it fell all the way down. They're like 30 people.
30 people still left. And ain't nobody got nothing they can talk about.
Nah.
It damn ain't no need having no show. You ain't got shit to talk about. 30 people, somebody should be able to come up with some old conversation. I ain't talking about now. I'm just saying.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Red Hot.
Yeah, well.
Show what his name was. That damn Red Hot. And you got some good people listening to your show now.
I think I'm going to call little Freddie Man tomorrow, Lika. See what the fuck he doing.
Hey, man, I like to talk to Blood. I always like the Blood.
Shit.
Blood's a good dude.
I did have Blood's number. I don't know where the fuck is that now.
Yeah, Blood used to call me, kid.
Yep.
And then I that's why I said I didn't even know he had got out.
Yeah, he been out. He done moved to Texas now.
Oh, Blood.
Yeah, Leon, we still got 11 mics open.
Yeah. 11 mics and 30 people online. I'm just saying, Eddie, they be wanting you to have this show, but they don't help you try to make the show keep going.
Yeah.
They have a show. You got to help the man keep the show going, y'all. Shit, I never. You can't keep the show going. You might as well. Now we waste your time to have no damn show. The racing season started up.
When racing season starts, you really ain't going to have no show. They really going to be ducking.
No, they want to go on there and criticize. You know, that's got to.
They
got
to talk about your car look like this. It took you all winter to put your car together.
They
look like this.
They only criticize after a meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, my mama and her two sisters came out here to see me today, man.
Oh, yeah. And you get rehabilitated? Is you doing anything?
Yeah, slowly. Slowly but surely.
You got to do something, Eddie. Don't be keep laying around. You got to push yourself.
Man, them people ain't gonna let you lay around up here. They gonna push you every day.
That's good. That way you get it together.
That's well. Oh no, you here? Hey.
Hey Eddie, you know who ain't heard on your show in a while?
Who?
Y'all must have bought him off.
I have no money.
Cadillac.
Who? Cadillac.
Oh, man.
Cadillac just went.
You're right. I ain't heard from Cadillac in God knows how long.
I talked to Cadillac, man. Cadillac.
He be on here listening.
He just went through some things and decided to back up and for a little while.
All the women left him, huh? You know, the pimps, they don't hold it down. All the women that left him.
Oh, man. Even the midgets. The midgets left him, too, huh?
After they whooped him, they all teamed up and whooped him. Bent his head all up and everything.
Look.
Oh, Cadillac.
That's why I've been soaking all day for the last 2 days.
Oh, Cadillac.
Pulled out the side again.
That nigga always talk about like, he pimping women. He got some he pimping.
Pimping the midgets.
Nigga can't pop a rubber band. How you pimping?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna come and try to talk a game now?
Oh, yeah, Cadillac from the old school.
I had made some chili today, and that fish wasn't bad that they had today.
Oh, it is fish.
I go to Walgreens. I go to Walgreens and buy me some popcorn oil. It's going to be high as hell.
The regular corn. You can't use regular corn oil, Leakin?
It won't taste right.
Oh, okay.
And then at that kid, I got one of them old down south cast iron skillets. I pop my own popcorn. I don't put it on my plate.
Ain't no wrong with that. I got so used to eating that motherfucking one that come in the bag,
wife.
Goddammit.
It's cool, but I just like that old good smell. That popcorn. It'll last long. It'll pop all the grains up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna pop all the grains up. I usually don't run out of these. I don't know how I ran out. Hey, Sean, you still on there?
Sean probably went to bed by now.
Oh. Well, hell, I guess I sit up and watch Martin a little bit long until I get tired. And I take me a hot-ass shower, and then I fall out.
Yeah, I'm finna get off this phone, too. I got to get up. We got to go look at a golf cart in the morning.
Yeah. I'm going to take me about 3 of them down there with me, kid. I didn't want to put some on my trailer. I'm going to get a trailer behind there and put one in the car. My trailer probably hold about 3 golf carts and put one in the back of the truck. All right, Eddie, you can go and shut it down.
Yeah, you can go and shut it down, Eddie. I'll holler at you later on. Night-night.
Night-night.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's good.